We'll deviate a little bit from the printed bulletin this morning and look at some hymns in connection with Holy Week. And we'll begin by singing all the stanzas of hymn 278. We sing, O Jesus, King, most wonderful, because on Palm Sunday the crowds welcome Jesus into Jerusalem by shouting, Hosanna to the King who comes in the name of the Lord. His entrance into Jerusalem was lowly, on a donkey. And yet the people knew how David's son, King David's son Solomon, had entered Jerusalem on a donkey 1,000 years earlier, when he was proclaimed king. Jesus thus shows himself to be the promised Savior, the son of David, from the tribe of Judah, of the house and lineage of David. Jesus is king of all, and yet he sets that aside for a time in order to suffer for our sins. But even in his suffering, Jesus is still king. On the purple altar paraments, you see the letters I-N-R-I, these Latin initials for the title that was put above Jesus' head on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. In early Christian art, Jesus is often depicted as a king or emperor seated on top of the whole world. But during the Middle Ages, that image began to shift toward the crucifixion of Jesus, his suffering and death. Many paintings, sculptures, and hymns from the Middle Ages portray Jesus crucified. We sing hymn 265, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
hymns we're singing this morning are almost 1,000 years old, written by a monk named Bernard of Clairvaux. His preaching clearly proclaimed the gospel of salvation through faith in Christ. Martin Luther says that Bernard was the best preacher of the Middle Ages. Many of his writings speak about salvation by grace through faith apart from works. He writes, "It is necessary first to believe that you cannot have forgiveness of sins except through God's forbearance. Second, that you cannot claim any good work whatever unless he himself grants it to you. Finally, that you cannot merit eternal life by any works of yours unless it too is given to you freely." Please turn to hymn 318. Christ is the source of truth and life. He feeds our souls with his means of grace, word, and sacraments. And Bernard preaches this in this hymn. Stanza 4 is a reference to St. Augustine's famous saying, "Our souls do not rest until they rest in you." The hymn shows the importance of faith clinging to Christ. We sing hymn 318. Please turn to hymn 334. Some of the hymns we're singing this morning are part of one larger hymn, a meditation on Christ's suffering. It comes to us also through the translation of Paul Gerhardt in the Lutheran Church and then into English for us in America also. This long hymn, and we'll sing part of it, considers how Jesus suffered in various parts of his body during his crucifixion. His head was crowned with thorns, his arms were stretched out wide open on the cross, his side was pierced for us. The Lutheran composer Dietrich Buxtehude wrote the first Lutheran oratorio based on this hymn, meditating on all of Christ's passion on the cross. We sing hymn 334, verses 1, 3, and 7. Hymn 315. Good hymns teach us the truth of God's word. They focus on the work of God, particularly our redemption through Christ. Think of the favorite hymn, "On my heart imprint thine image. Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." Bernard's hymns preach this same gospel. May God bless us in our Lenten meditation. We sing hymn 315, verses 1, 3, and 5.